So,
yep. I appreciate Tom sharing the word he had, and it was a wonderful message. I really appreciate that. So, big week this week. Important week coming up. Tuesday's going to have a lot of eyes on it. Can you hear me, first of all? It's okay. It's okay. Can you hear me now? Okay. You can hear me. Okay. Yeah, a lot of eyes going to be on Tuesday this week. A lot of early voting happening. A lot of things going on. You know, we drove to Alabama and back, and a lot of, at least in the local areas, you saw a lot of signs, you know, on who, what people, who they wanted and who they wanted to encourage you to vote for, and on both sides. So we all encourage people to vote. You know, that's our, we have the freedom to vote for the candidates we feel are the best, and no matter who they are, but that's what our country gives us. We've got that right, and people fought and died for that right, so we should exercise it. You know, people paid a price for us to be able to vote, so we need to do that. Some people say, well, a vote doesn't matter. One vote may not seem like it means much, but you combine them all together, and they do mean something. They do mean something. You know, we have a duty to our country to vote. We have a duty as a Christian to vote. What God has called us to do. You know, Christians, James says, Christians are to do good things. You know, voting is an example of doing the right thing. We should do that. The outcome may not be what we want, but we need to do our part. We need to do what God's called us to do. John Quincy Adams kept being asked about the failure. They were trying to end slavery in his time. They kept being asked about the failure of slavery, even though the strong efforts they were putting in and putting forth. And he said, you know, duty is ours, results are God's. So duty is ours, results are God's. So we need to do our duty to make changes and to do what God would have us to do and let God handle the rest. God will handle the results. You know, and I think as we look into this, you know, prayer is the main thing we should be doing. I think that's our number one option that we should be doing. And we need to pray for everyone. And the Bible says for us to do that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. He actually says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I want to particularly pay attention to the word truth today in a lot of these that I'm going to be reading. Truth is important. But notice he says, First of all, prayers, petitions, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people and kings and those in authority, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, because he wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Now, Christians are to be prayer warriors. You know, prayers to be continuous. Not just when we need something. It's continuous. A continuous talking to God. And it doesn't have to be a, you know, the prayer closet's good. It's fine to have that quiet time. But you can talk to him driving down the street. You know, when that person cuts you off, Lord, help me. Don't let me take these bad thoughts. Take these away from me. Put a song in my spirit right now. So, if you can talk to God throughout the day, it's not just special times or before you eat or before you go to bed. It's all day long. You can speak to God. There's communion without having to just sit down and say the prayer. You can talk to him all day long. Prayers are just sincere. You know, just not a quick one to get it out of the way. You know, they got to have meaning. They got to be sincere. You got to know who you're talking to and talk to him like he's listening, which he is. Prayers are to pray for God's will Tom mentioned it last week, to be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, we want earth to be as close to heaven as it can be. And that's unity. You know, that's peace. You know, that's peace for our country and all those around us. But you can't have peace without grace. You know, Paul always begins these letters by saying, "Grace and peace be with you." Well, peace is always followed by grace. It doesn't come before grace. And we need to pray for all to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ so they too can have the grace that will give them the peace. That includes those in positions of authority. And that's another duty that we have, a Christian duty to pray for those in authority. You know, 2 John verse 1, chapter 1 rather, 2 John chapter 1 verses 7 through 11. It says, "I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work." You know, so I want you to get kind of the idea of truth in your mind. Jesus is the truth. You know, the truth is the truth is the truth. You can't change the truth. And the truth doesn't change. You know, the truth is constant. Stays the same. You know, many people choose not to believe the truth. But choosing not to believe it doesn't mean it's not true. That's just a choice. They've chosen not to believe the truth. We have to stay in the truth. This isn't just about people. You know, this is about worldly ideals and worldly principles. And, you know, he says, don't let them in your house. Don't welcome them in. He says, if you do, you share in the wickedness. You know, it's one of those things where you're going to be on one side or the other. There's no room on the fence. You know, you can't let things come in. We can't compromise the truth. You can't let that stuff in and say it's okay, because God doesn't. You know, we let bits and pieces come in and interfere with the truth, what's not the truth, and it distorts it, and it causes chaos. And our country's in a little bit of that right now, because the truth has been compromised. You say, well, what about loving one another in unity? And, well, that's the idea. We're to love one another. We're to have unity. We are to love one another, but we're to love people as God does. But we don't have to approve of the things they do. Doesn't mean we don't love people, but we don't have to love the actions that they do. You know, God doesn't. You know, He loves everyone, but He's not for all the choices that people make, all the actions that they do. You know, we're to love and have unity, but not at the expense of the truth. You know, the truth is there is a heaven and a hell. The truth is Jesus was born of a virgin as the Son of God, was fully man and fully God, died for our sins on the cross, and was resurrected to eternal life 3 days later, so that we too may have eternal life with Him. The truth is that it's available, and we have the choice to believe it and accept it, or not. That's the truth. Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. It says, "But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you're storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed. God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, He will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew and then the Gentile, for God does not show favoritism. The United States seems to be at a crossroads between two opposing forces right now. No, it doesn't seem to be a fence on this issue either. Seems like there's only two sides. And, you know, we may be separated as much as ever before, although we're not to the Civil War part yet. We're not that far. But we got to realize this is not a political battle. It's a moral battle. It's a spiritual battle. It's not political. It's a battle God's fighting. It's a moral and spiritual battle that we're having. You know, we've talked about platforms before. We talked about people and that we have to be obedient to government rulers because they're God ordained. But again, we only have to be obedient as much as they are in tune with God's word. You know, we have to be obedient to God's word all the time. And God's word overrules the government's rule. They can't ask us to do things against God's word. They can't ask us to do things against the truth. I think there is going to be consequences in this election. You know, if you looked everything up, and again, we talked about it a couple times. If you looked everything up, you know, and you really looked at, you looked at people, but you looked at platforms, what they stood for, you know, the deeper part. You're looking at a lot of differences in this election. You know, as far as religious freedom, to follow the things that I believe in, to what I believe is the truth, you know, as goes to far as insurance. You know, they call it women's health care coverage, demanding they be covered. Well, women's health care is the new term for abortion. That's what they call it nowadays. It's women's reproductive health care, but it's abortion, demanding coverage for that. The Equality Act actually criminalizes views on sexuality among people. It makes it a crime. There's lots of stuff in there that you need to know about. You know, freedom of speech. You know, there's censorship on words, but not in all cases. You know, you speak up at a school board meeting, you can be a domestic terrorist. Some books are censored, others aren't. Online content, what you say on the internet, on social media, some of it's censored, some of it's not. Someone gets to pick and choose and decide what children will see and what you see and hear. That's taking place. You need to see who's doing what. You know, life, federally funded abortions. You're paying for it, whether you believe in it or not, because it's federally funded. Pro-life laws have actually been called immoral. They've actually stated pro-life laws are immoral. Money for parts from the abortions. It's big business. Late-term abortion, even up to birth. And I always thought, well, that can never happen. Hasn't ever happened. Well, it has happened. Like I say, we're a whisker away from that being normal. Planned Parenthood, a lot of funding to them. Sometimes the old saying is, follow the money. Follow the money. No education and family. You know, Title IX was put together to protect women and make them have equal ground in sports and other things with males, counterparts. It's being rewritten now to give biological males freedom to access all of female spaces. We're talking every place, you know, not just locker rooms, restrooms, the whole deal. Title IX is being changed. transgender males included in women's programs, because if you don't, you're going to lose funding. No schools want to lose funding that pays for the education, that pays their salaries, that pays, even in high school, pays for kids' meals. They don't want to lose funding. Forced pronoun usage. That's actually a thing. I see some of my emails I get, it's got, you know, his, or it got her, you know, she, or he, him. It's got those things at the end of it, and I'm thinking, I thought I knew who you were, but apparently I don't. Hiding information from parents. Are you okay? Thank you for the prayers and everything. She was turning on her again, so she's about back to normal. She was laughing and things, so doing much better. So they're going to check her out at the hospital. So keep Wanda in your prayers. So I think I was pretty much done here. we'll have an invitation in just a minute. And just say, keep those things in mind when you vote. You know, religious freedoms, freedom of speech, you know, life, education. You know, there's attacks on even faith-based adoption agencies that they don't want them to have kids. So there's all kinds of attacks going on with what God would have us to do. And, you know, and when you come across and it says Jesus, somebody speaks up, Jesus is Lord and King, and they ask you to go down the road, you're in the wrong place. You know, that's as bad as it's gotten. You know, it wasn't an attack on abortion. It wasn't an attack on something they said. They merely said, Jesus is Lord and King. Said, I think you're in the wrong place. You need to go down the street. So keep that in mind. That's what's at stake. That's what's at stake. We are going to have an invitation and we're going to have communion. A couple more verses, John 14:6. And again, talking about the truth. Jesus answered, says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the truth. And I want to finish with Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Said, after this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. And at once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. Someone sitting on the throne in heaven. You know who it is? It's truth. It's truth. It's the Lord. And it won't change. You know, people, again, are going to be watching Tuesday and Wednesday. They're going to be waking up Wednesday morning, as far as we know, although we already know it. We might not even have answers. But in an earthly sense, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth by about half of America that are afraid of what they believe is going to life is going to become. The other, there's another half that might be happier because, again, thinking life to come will be better. You know, if we are where we need to be, we understand the outcome. You know, as much as we're supposed to vote and to pray for the outcome is just our the portion is just our duty. The outcome is God's. You know, we do our duty and leave the results to God. But no matter who wins, we win. Because God's still on the throne. truth is still there and will be forever. Our trust isn't in any man. Whether he's the president or someone else. Our trust is in God. Our trust is in the truth. And the truth is on the throne. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you you've given us things to do, jobs to do. You've given us duties to do. You told us what we need to do. We need to pray. We need to pray first and pray for everyone. Pray for those in authority. Because you still want everyone to come. It's all about bringing everyone in. We're supposed to pray, but we can't compromise your truth. Your word is the final answer. But we pray, Lord, that you would just be in this election. Be with our country, Lord. Speak to hearts and people. We pray for each and every one. Not just as a political, Lord, but this is a moral. This is a spiritual battle, Lord. And we're armies in your army. We're soldiers in your army. So, Lord, just we take this up with you, Lord. We pray that your will be done. No matter the outcome, Lord, we know you're still there. You're on the throne and you're in charge. And we can just trust you. But, Lord, let us adhere to the truth. Let us not let it be chipped away to where it loses meaning. It becomes contaminated. Chaos ensues. Lord, pray again for Wanda, Lord. We thank you for this congregation, Lord, that stepped up to take care physically and spiritually, Lord, and putting the prayers out there, Lord. So thankful for this group of people. Lord, just be with her and Annie and their family. Lord, be with all those on her prayer list, Father. But just now, Lord, we just invite people to come just to think about what this world means and what this election means and what the truth means and where our dependence is on, where our trust is. And we just ask you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.